Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Greg Simon, who is the Vice President of Economic Development at the Metro Atlanta Chamber. Greg has more than 20 years of economic development experience and is responsible for building and managing relationships throughout the 29-county Atlanta region. Greg shares some really interesting insights on how technology has changed how we lead. So let's listen in to Greg's interview. Well, Greg, we really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, join us on the podcast today. I want to dive right in and ask you, you know, kind of a simple question, but doesn't always lead towards a simple answer. What's the biggest challenge that's facing leaders today?
Yeah, I have experienced two challenges. One, I think, you know, technology is great and technology also causes challenges. And I think one challenge is, you know, we have so much access to information today, which can be a great thing, but there can be a lot of information overload. There can be information that's not accurate. There can be information that's not brought across in the manner that you would like it to come across in. So, you know, really, you know, as a leader, getting the message across the way you want it to come across to the people that you want to receive that information can be challenging.
So is there a way that you can guard against, you know, that type of problem? And have you ever seen that kind of derail a leader's career? Do you have any examples of that?
Well, you know, we see so many celebrities on social media that, you know, tweet something out that they should not have tweeted or they regret it, or people have cameras everywhere. So I think that, you know, social media is excellent and it's connected people all over the world. But I think that we really need to be thoughtful about the messages that we're putting out and how we're putting those messages out and, you know, who we really want our audience to be. But, I wouldn't point to any one specific example, but I think that there's plenty of celebrity examples that we can all think of that have really damaged their career through social media.
It's amazing how, you know, one little thing, you know, now is if you do that, it's out there forever. You can't change it. You know, I mean, you can say one thing and take it back, you know, but you can't change something you do on social media. It's always, it's online forever after that. So I think that's really great advice.
Yeah.
So what's one characteristic that you think every leader should possess? And is there an example in, you know, throughout your leadership journey that, you know, would be a great example?
Yes, absolutely. And it took me a while to realize this. This is my 25th year of economic development.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a great journey that started in Buffalo, New York, and then went to Boston, Massachusetts, and now Atlanta, Georgia. And I think the lesson that I learned over those 25 years is that leaders really need to be able to collaborate amongst all of your partners, that you're more successful if you understand that there is different points of view other than your own, and you have to find ways to compromise. And from what I've seen, the regions that are successful in economic development are regions where the state, the utility, the local economic development groups, the regional economic development groups get together regularly, they collaborate, they share information, they're all pulling in the same direction. And that it's a lot easier said than done. And it takes extra time, it takes extra work and extra effort to collaborate amongst all these groups. But in the long run, you're going to be much more successful if you collaborate than if you just try to go it on your own.
What's amazing too is going back to that whole technology thing is, it, you know, we have so much more access, you know, to so many leaders now too, where, you know, we can shoot someone a text, you know, that's in another state and have that response, you know, immediately. And that's something that, you know, we weren't always able to do probably back when you started in economic development, correct?
Technology has changed considerably from when I started in economic development. I can remember sending faxes and waiting by the fax machine for information to come in. And that's probably a completely foreign concept, probably to many who will listen to this podcast.
So, I'm interested, you know, we'd like you to give a little piece of advice to our young listeners out there, or young leaders out there, I should say. Say someone was getting ready to step into your role. What's a piece of advice you would give them as they, you know, start down that path?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of two things. I think, you know, we've talked about information being out there. And so I think that leaders really need to communicate and over-communicate. I think that whether it's to your team that you work with or to your external partners, you constantly need to stay in front of everyone and make sure that your priorities are known and that you understand everyone else's priorities. And then also, very importantly, that you're honest and just be honest about what you're trying to accomplish, what challenges you're facing, how you could work with your team and your partners to overcome those challenges together. And so, yes, it's a combination of just frequent communication and honesty are the two big pieces of advice that I would give to young leaders.
Yeah, we talk a lot about transparent relationships and how important they are. And really, for both sides of the table, how, you know, honest, open, you know, vulnerability is important, and that those things, you really build trust on both sides of the table. So I think that's really, really great advice and something that, you know, we certainly believe in as well. So, you know, Greg, 25 years in economic development, you know, you're known as a very, you know, progressive leader. You're always open to change. What's one thing that you're continuing, that you're doing, that's ensuring that you're continuing to develop your own leadership?
Well, I think number one, it's participating in organizations like Consultant Connect. Honestly, you know, making sure that I'm getting together with economic development leaders from across the country and learning best practices, and also getting together with the consultants that participate in Consultant Connect as well. And so this business, you know, it's often said that it's very much a relationship business, and relationships are developed over a long period of time, and people are always moving from job to job. And so, you know, developing long-term relationships with other economic developers, with the consultants that we work with, and constantly meeting new people and staying in front of them and being relevant is what I really strive to do.
Well, that's really great advice. And Greg, your check's in the mail too for the little Consultant Connect plug. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
So you mentioned, you know, in that answer about, you know, that people are constantly changing jobs. You know, I know you've come from the East Coast, and what are some things that happen in your life that, you know, kind of tell you that it's time to change jobs or careers?
Well, you know, we spend a lot of time at work. There's no doubt about that. And even when we're not at work, we're still at work because of technology. So it's important to do something that you enjoy. And you want to be passionate about what you do, and you want to be driven for what you do. And if you're not happy in what you're doing, if you're not passionate about it, then it's probably time to find something else that satisfies you a little bit more. But I've been fortunate that I've been very passionate about economic development. And over the time that I've been in this industry, trying to find, you know, there's lots of different aspects of economic development, but to try to find one aspect of economic development where you're passionate about it and you seem to have skills that align with those tasks at hand.
I'm curious, Greg, what are you passionate about when it comes to economic development? Like, what's that one thing about economic development that drives you?
Yeah. So for me, there's nothing more satisfying than hosting a prospect visit in my community for a few days and hearing positive feedback from all the hard work that goes into the logistics of facilitating a visit to your community in terms of bringing in business ambassadors to tell their story about doing business in the area, touring the real estate market, describing financial incentives from state and local government, giving the businesses evaluating the area, anything that they really need as a part of their evaluation, and then ultimately winning the project. You know, I like to stay in the background, but, you know, having an announcement made and watching the governor and the mayor and other dignitaries stand up there with the leadership of the company to say that we've evaluated your community against other communities across the country, and based on what we saw, we've selected your community. And that's just a great thing. And that's what I enjoy most about economic development.
Yeah, end of the day, I mean, it's competition as well. And I think a lot of economic developers have that competition quality in them that they, you know, they want to win the project and they want to be, you know, the best community. So I think that's really great. So 25 years in economic development, what are you most proud of in your career? And that can be, you know, personally as a leader or maybe a professional moment that, you know, really stands out.
Sure. Well, yeah, and there are a lot of different, you know, initiatives that I could point to. But most recently, it's been the collaborative initiative of pulling together and being part of a regional marketing alliance in the Metro Atlanta area of the 10 counties, plus our Metropolitan Planning Organization and our electric utility and the state, bringing all those various entities together to collaborate, to share information, to develop trust. And we constantly hear feedback from consultants and companies that we work with that it's really amazing in the Atlanta area, the amount and the level of collaboration. And we can see that across the local economic developers and regional and statewide, that there are deep friendships there and there's trust there. And you're all going in the same direction. And just, you know, one example of that is I was very fortunate to work with Honeywell about 3 years ago. They evaluated the entire United States for a centralized software development center to employ 800 software developers. And we hosted their executives on 4 separate visits to Atlanta. And ultimately, they chose Midtown Atlanta for their software development center. Their general counsel met with our leadership and mentioned me and said, I didn't know if Greg worked for the state or the utility or the chamber. I just knew that he was there and he got me what I needed. And he was a big part of helping us make the decision to come to Atlanta. And that's music to my ears and what I want to hear from my customers.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it just says that, you know, you did your job and you helped change the, you know, the future of Atlanta. And I think that's something that's pretty amazing. And, you know, when you look at economic development, I don't know if there's a more, you know, almost patriotic job than economic development. I mean, because of you, you help create jobs for people. And I think that's really, you know, admirable profession. So what does it mean to you to be an American?
Well, it's been fantastic to be an American and to live in the United States. And I've lived growing up in France for 3 years, so I know what it's like to live in another country. And so America is truly a great country. To be an American, I'm just amazed by the entrepreneurial spirit that exists in the United States, that, you know, you can make something of your life. You can start your own business. You can grow it and turn it into a Google or a Microsoft or an Amazon or one of these leading companies. So there's just this amazing opportunity in the United States to build something and be an entrepreneur and become a leader of industry on your own. That's a great thing.
And that entrepreneurial spirit has grown, it seems like, over the past decade or so. It seems to be more prevalent than ever right now. So I think that's really, really great. Well, Greg, we appreciate you, you know, taking the time today to join us on the America's Jobs Team podcast. We wish you the best of luck throughout the remainder of the year. And thank you again for sharing a little bit of words of advice from your leadership journey.
Nick, thank you for reaching out and pleasure speaking with you. Have a great day.
You too. Wow, that was so great to talk to Greg today. We absolutely love him. So next week, I get the pleasure of talking with Brian Anderson, who is from Wabash Valley Power. Brian has 15 years of economic development, and he leads initiatives that support economic vitality throughout the Wabash Valley Power service industry. Brian came to Wabash Valley Power from Middle Michigan Development Corporation, where he was the CEO. You're not going to want to miss next week. It's a great interview, so please tune in next week.